we go to that Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. You've heard him on the show before. Back, Forbes legal analyst Eric McRamala joining us, Nick and Cecil. And Eric, the Deshaun Watson thing we had heard from Mike Garofalo on NFL Network saying he doesn't want an NDA. If there is a settlement, he wants all the information to come out. How unusual is that? I've never heard of that before.
It is unusual. You're right. I mean, typically when you settle, confidentiality is part of that agreement. But the reason that Deshaun Watson and his lawyer, Rusty Harden, they don't want that is because they want to give him a chance to say whatever he wants to say about those women and about those cases publicly to try and exonerate himself in the court of public opinion. But it is a weird thing because if you're paying them off and then you're saying I'm innocent, maybe it may not matter what you say because the public's going to say, wait a minute, you still paid them off.
Well, Eric, you know, the biggest concern is the fact that Deshaun Watson still has years to play in this league. And if he were to get suspended, or is there a situation where he could get suspended even if he's not even charged?
I would be surprised if Deshaun Watson played the entire upcoming season. The reason I say that is, though, he hasn't been criminally charged, but we know now there are 10 women, including two that have not filed a civil suit against him, that has filed a lawsuit for money, that have gone to the cops and filed criminal complaints. So even if there are no criminal charges that materialize here, so no criminal charges at all, the NFL can still suspend Deshaun Watson as per their personal conduct policy, just based upon what they see as a pattern of misconduct and poor judgment. They did with Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger was not suspended for that incident that occurred in the bar bathroom, but the NFL suspended him for six games because they said, look, he's just shown really poor judgment. Here you've got 22 women saying that he assaulted them. And so the NFL may look at this and go, that's a lot of women suggest a pattern of misconduct. We're going to suspend you between 6 and 8 games. So if Deshaun Watson is indeed traded to the Eagles or the Broncos or the Dolphins or whatever, that team has to expect they will lose him for part of the season. And if there are criminal charges, forget about it. He will guaranteed will be suspended, and he can miss most, if not all, of the season.
Right. Eric McRamala joining us here. He's Forbes legal analyst. Joining Nick and Cecil here on The Fan. And Eric, people say 2021 season is in jeopardy for Deshaun Watson, and I agree with them. I agree with what you just said. There's a suspension that is looming, whether it's just the civil or now turns into criminal. But if this is pursued in court, we know court systems can take a long time, is not only the 2021 season in question, but also is 2022, because this thing wouldn't go to trial until, what, February, I believe, top of my head? So would then 2022 even be in question, because we wouldn't have any sort of outcome if this is not settled and goes to trial?
Here's the thing, is the NFL hasn't suspended Deshaun Watson to date because of the 22 civil claims. So they aren't going to wait until this goes to trial. Right, they aren't going to suspend him now based upon the information, because the information hasn't changed. So the only way to suspend Deshaun Watson is, A, if he settles and they believe the cases are disposed of, but they still don't like what he did or it's alleged he did. Or they suspend him if he's charged criminally. If there are criminal charges, he will be suspended the very next day. So right now, if nothing changes, if the civil cases remain pending and they aren't settled and they aren't disposed of, Deshaun Watson is not going to be suspended, because the NFL has already made it clear that right now he's not going to be suspended. There has to be a change in the circumstances here, either settlement or he's charged criminally.
So, Eric, if you are representation for one Deshaun Watson, what's some of your best advice that you would give him at this stage of the game?
The first thing I would say to him is, you should have listened to me at the outset. You should have settled at the outset. And the reason he should have settled is, it's not a matter of paying off, you know, these potential claimants. It's because they can go to the cops and open up a criminal investigation against you. And if you're charged criminally, that changes everything. It changes his career trajectory, changes everything about his life. So if you settle this at the outset, pay some money up front, then you avoid the possibility of criminal charges, because then the women would not cooperate with the police or they wouldn't go to the cops in the first place. But now that that ship has sailed, you have to get this settled as soon as possible. This isn't, like you said, this will take 2 or 3 years to go to trial. You don't have this hanging over your head for 2 or 3 years.
Right.
Just get it done. Whatever you need to do, get it done.
Well, I hope they do just that, Eric, and get it done. We'll continue to follow this story because it's going to be ongoing through training camp. Always thank you for joining us on the Nick and Cecil Show.
All right, man. Take care.
And there we have him on that Johnson Auto Plaza hotline, Eric Macromala, Forbes legal analyst. And it's a time thing.